Good morning. Today is June 18th, 2025. It's approximately 10:24 a.m. And this is Hearings Office case number 125-0112. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hoffman. This hearing is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website if the appellant or other members of the public wish to hear it at a later time. There's only one person in the hearing room who I'm going to ask to please state and spell his name for the record.
Yes, good morning. My name is Joshua Jarmer, J-O-S-H-U-A, J-A-R-M-E-R, and I'm employed by the City of Portland as a parking code enforcement officer.
Thank you. And for the record, the appellant has not appeared today. What we do in a case when one party or the other does not appear is that we don't default that party. We read into the record what that party sends in writing as that party's testimony. So we'll be doing that for the appellant, Patrick Tanahan, today. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I am a neutral decision maker. I'm a city employee, but I do not work for parking enforcement or the Bureau of Transportation. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And the appellant should know that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. I'm going to go through the exhibits we have. We have exhibits 1 through 10. And Officer Jarmer, do you have any objection to me using any of those exhibits in making my decision?
No.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to go to the appellant's testimony first. And I am looking at the... Let me first mention that the hearing notice, which is Exhibit 4, was sent along with the Zoom instructions, which are Exhibit 5. The appellant, they were emailed to the appellant on June 16th to the email address that was given to us. And so I am finding that the appellant had adequate notice of today's hearing. Okay. In Exhibit 2, which is the appellant's request for hearing, under the question asking why the appellant believed the tow was invalid, the appellant answered as follows. To the best of my knowledge, neither vehicle was parked illegally, and there would have been no reason to tow them to begin with. It's possible the Mazda was parked in a no-parking section of the road, but I even spoke with the person whose house it was parked in front of, or someone. The only reason they were both parked in those spots for as long as they were is because each mysteriously broke down. So I was forced to pull over in whatever spot I was able to at the time. I hope this statement is sufficient for these purposes. I will be sure to follow up with a phone call tomorrow morning as instructed when I called this office or whatever a few days ago, asking for guidance on how to deal with this particular situation. Thanks for reading. P.S. I might be able to participate electronically, but I guess I'll stay posted. The appellant further stated, the best of my knowledge, neither vehicle was parked illegally, and there would have been no reason to tow them to begin with. It's actually repeating the same thing, so I won't repeat that. So that's the end of the appellant's testimony. And Officer Garmer, please raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
I do.
Okay, please go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Joshua Jarmer. I'm employed by the City of Portland as a parking code enforcement officer. I was so employed on 6-3-2025 when I received a complaint, SR-212, for a vehicle parked in a no parking anytime zone. Due to constraints of time, the fact that I leave work at 4:30, I drove to the location and witnessed a Mazda with no plates. At this time, I called into dispatch and was given the information for SR-212. The location was directly in front of the address 440 Southeast 62nd Avenue. As stated above, I observed the vehicle in violation and issued citation Henry Alpha 3747-0636 for no parking anytime. Called in the tow. I would also like to add a couple comments that aren't in here. If we look at the pictures, let's see. Picture number one also shows the vehicle is illegally parked, and it's also angle parked, so it is also preventing free passage. It's blocking a lane of traffic. And this no parking any time zone is here because it's a corner clearance, because there is a hospital that's across the street, and so they have big trucks that make deliveries. And so that corner clearance is so those trucks can make that turn and vehicles would be able to get out of the way of that truck that's turning. Second, obviously you can see on the windshield that somebody has said, please report me in tow. Doesn't have a date of when that was put on there. When we go to situations like this, that normally is not on there. I am an officer who does not like to tow because I know it does cause a hardship for citizens. But if it is a situation like this where a citizen has asked for the tow and it's in a hazardly parked way, then I will unfortunately tow the vehicle, and that's the reason why I towed it this time, because there is a reason why that no parking anytime zone is there, and that is the reason why. So in closing, this is a valid tow. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. You said it was parked in front of a certain address. Is that address, I'm looking at the first photo, on the side of the street where the vehicle is parked, and the house is behind all that greenery, or is the house on the other side of the street?
The house is, so if we're looking at the first photo, the house would be to the right, so it would be on the driver's side.
Thank you. And it looks like, is the vehicle parked on the correct side of the street or the wrong side of the street?
It is also parked on the wrong side of the street.
Well, I see that it's facing toward the camera and the curb is on the right, so the driver's side, yeah, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the photo taken at 34104 with a no parking arrow going to the right.
Yes.
And the photo I see, which I guess is the last photo taken at 34143, shows another sign. I can't tell which way the arrow is going, but if that's the same sign, then it's actually going in the direction away from the vehicle.
Right. And yes, of course. I'm sorry for cutting you off there. There are two signs here, one behind the vehicle, which if you go back to the first photo, you can see to the right rear side of the vehicle.
Okay.
And then the other one is of the sign that is front of the vehicle, but unfortunately the sun glare has blocked out the actual sign. And so it was a setting on my handheld that I needed to adjust so that it would have picked up the actual sign that looks like that one as well.
What direction is that arrow on that sign, the one with the glare?
That arrow is facing the vehicle.
Thank you. I do, now that you pointed out, see the sign that you took a close-up of, which is in the first photo pointing toward the vehicle. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those are my only questions. Because this vehicle is still in storage, I do have to rule in the record. So I'm going to take a slight pause, ask the clerk to pause the recording, go off the record, and I'm going to gather what I need to make my ruling on the record. Thank you. Thank you. And also, sorry, one more question. You mentioned that it was toward the end of your workday and you called dispatch. So is your testimony that another parking officer took over and ordered the tow, or I wasn't quite sure why you were telling me that it was at the end of your workday?
So initially, when we get service requests, we're given the information and the location, the vehicle, the violation all at once. Since it was close to the end of my day, I was given the location and the SR number, and so I drove to the location to save time because it was the end of my day. And so once I arrived on the location, that's when I received the information of the vehicle and the violation.
Thank you. Okay. This will be my ruling. I'm first finding that the appellant had good cause for filing his hearing request late. I'm also finding that the appellant did receive adequate notice of today's hearing. I'm finding that the vehicle was towed on June 3rd from a location on the public right-of-way. The first photo on Exhibit 9 reflects that the vehicle was parked in a space controlled by a no parking restriction, and therefore that it could be towed. I'm also finding that the restriction had contrasting colors and was easily visible, and therefore it was conspicuously posted. I'm further finding, based on the officer's testimony about the hospital around the corner and the way the vehicle was parked, that the vehicle was likely to interfere with traffic coming around the corner. Therefore, the vehicle could be towed without notice. The appellant did state that the vehicle had been broken down, but I'm finding that it could be towed without notice because it was likely to interfere with traffic. So that's my ruling. The bottom line is that the tow was valid, and therefore getting the vehicle out of storage is at the appellant's expense. So the appellant is on notice that it is at his expense at this point. I will be issuing a written decision further explaining my reasoning. If the appellant thinks my decision's wrong, he can appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and information about that will be included in my decision. This will conclude the hearing. Thank you, and thank you for appearing today. Goodbye.